To subscribe to the Kids Film Review podcast, search for us on iTunes or point your podcatching software to kidsfilmreview.com/podcast/rss.xml. This podcast is also available as a video which can be seen on youtube.com/user/kidsfilmreview.
Welcome to Kids Film Review!
Yay! Yay!
Kids Film Review, Episode 7.
Yay! Yippee, yippee, yay! Okay, what film are we doing? We're looking at today?
We are looking at James and the Giant Peach.
Okay, before we get to that, thank you for your feedback from the last couple of episodes.
Yeah.
We know the ones with just us, with one child each, didn't really work as well as we hoped. So we're just going to go back to this way for today.
For today, anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so, the film?
Yep, in case you don't already know, it's a Roald Dahl book, James and the Giant Peach. This film has been adapted from Roald Dahl. I'm not sure who it's made by.
It's made by...
Happy.
Well, yes, but it's the producer and director who did the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
So Henry Selick is the director. And, what's his name?
No idea.
Producer, Justin really Alison Wunderland.
I have no idea, Nathan. You know Brian who? Rosen?
No.
Randy Newman.
No, he did the music.
I have no idea then.
Produced by Tim Burton.
Oh, Tim Burton.
Tim Burton, yes, of course. Tim Burton did the comic book, the graphic novel of Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah. And then it was made into Nightmare Before Christmas. That's why it says
Tim Burton's Nightmare Before Christmas. I know,
but what I'm saying is with the it's done in the same stop motion style as Nightmare Before Christmas. And
yeah, and you can see a little bit of Tim Burton in it, I suppose, but not to the extent that some films are. It's not quite as scary as the majority of Tim Burton's
but
films.
It is quite dark in some ways.
Yeah.
It but he gets that half from Roald Dahl and half from...
Yeah, because Roald Dahl is not the nicest of authors, although he is good.
He is good.
Anyway, to get a bit of an idea of the film, we're going to see what Karis says about it first, and then we'll get back to you.
Okay.
So have a look now.
Hello!
And what's this film called?
A Pitch on the Peach Peach.
James and the Giant Peach, that's right. What happens in James and the Giant Peach?
It's scary.
It's scary, is it?
Yeah. Because it's a naughty rainbow wind, and the naughty robots, and the naughty ladies.
There's naughty ladies and naughty robots and naughty lots of people. They're scary people.
Yes, and the naughty rainbow flies.
It flies, does it?
A rainbow.
A rainbow?
Yes.
Does it?
And birdies tied
up. Oh, yes, the birds, they go up in the air, don't they? And they pull the peach up into the air. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that good, that bit?
Yeah, that we can fly.
They can fly. They fly like that, do they?
And they can wiggle all down into the water. Oh.
They go into the water.
Yes.
There's a boy called James.
Yeah.
And does he make friends with all the people in the peach?
Yeah.
And who are his friends in the peach?
That ladybird.
There's a ladybird. And who else?
That robot.
The robot. Is that the robot shark?
Yeah.
I thought the robot shark was scary.
Yeah.
And does he make friends with a worm and a grasshopper?
Yeah.
And a spider?
Yeah.
And a centipede.
A centipede.
A centipede. And what does a centipede have? Does he have lots of legs?
Yeah.
And he wiggles them like that, doesn't he? That's good.
Yes, and long can again, and who can dance like this.
Can dance like that, can he? So you like watching it even though there's scary bits?
Yeah.
Yeah, would you watch it again?
No.
You wouldn't? I think you would. I think you liked it. You did, didn't you? Anything else you want to say?
No.
No. You can say goodbye then.
Bye.
Bye. Right, so there you are. You've seen what Karis said about it, and she's definitely scared, as you can see. And I think she said that she didn't really want to watch it again, but she has actually watched it, what, two or three times?
Three times, and she's asked to
and
see
And she has asked to see it, and she did want to review it, which has actually been more than with some of the other films, hasn't it?
Yeah, recently, the reason why we've not done so many episodes recently is because Karis...
Because Karis doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, so just to sum up the whole story, James's parents die, and he's brought up by his nasty aunties, mm-hmm. and they really are quite scary. One of them is Joanna Lumley, isn't she? And yeah. She's very good. And anyway, he gets some magic beanie worm things. And
from Pete Postlethwaite.
From Pete Postlethwaite's character. And a big tree grows, and one enormous peach grows. And at some point, James goes into the peach and turns into a cartoon-type stop-motion...
Stop-motion boy
character. And that's where he meets all of the characters that Karis mentioned, and they go off on their adventure, and basically they roll down the hill into the sea and go across the Atlantic and then fly a bit because of some seagulls and end up in New York.
Yes.
And he starts a new life there. And it's a bit slow in some places, don't you think?
Yeah.
Or it's not a fast-paced film.
No, it's not really zany, as in... like with Madagascar, which
yeah,
is all
it's
a lot more downplayed, but a lot happens, a lot goes on.
A lot happens. It's not boring, but it is because of Roald Dahl and the nature of Roald Dahl. It's much more story and character development based rather than big flashy lights, singing and dancing.
Yeah,
and it's certainly not in a graphics way overwhelming like some kid films. In fact, I think that's what is a quality about it.
Yeah, although the Karis and Seven. Did like, and I like the music as well. Randy Newman did a good job on the music, and the singing dance numbers are actually good songs, and especially the one about New York and the one about being best of friends is quite good. I think that brings on to the themes. The themes is definitely friendship and family, and the way that friends can turn into our family. Mm. And that's about it.
Yeah, there's a little bit about vengeance, don't you think? Roald Dahl seems to have a bit of a thing about
Roald Dahl, often the way his characters get their comeuppance at the end is quite harsh sometimes.
Yes, and that is in this, which is it's a bit scary in some ways, and Karis definitely remembers certain things about it, but I think she also gets the thrill of it, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And Seren was quite just mesmerised by it all, really.
Yeah. And the other thing I really like about this film is whenever they get into a situation which is... they get into a problem and it's a challenging position. They use teamwork and James uses his head
brains to sort things out. It's about it's almost like little puzzles and tasks and challenges, a bit like Crystal Maze.
So it's all about working together as a team and working together with your friends to overcome your difficulties, which I like. It's a good thing to teach your children, I suppose.
So rating, what would you give it, about a 4? Is it worth buying or is it not worth buying?
No, it's good, but I don't think it's going to be anybody's
favourite film.
No, and it's not going to be any child's favourite
film. It's worth buying if it's in a pack of 5 like this one.
Yes, where you get Ice Age. Just show which of the films you get there. We'll review all of these films over
the next year
or whatever. So that's why we got it. We kind of just got it with that because we wanted Chicken Run and Ice Age. So
So it's worth it that way.
Yep, 3.5. Yeah. 4-ish, yes, maybe.
Definitely not a 5.
Definitely not a 5, no. But if you like this film, as an adult, if you like this film, I would check out Nightmare Before Christmas and The Corpse Bride and films
and
like
even
that.
And even Chicken Run, that's a similar feel to it, which is possibly why it's in here in some ways. I think it's got a similar feel.
Yeah.
But definitely Tim Burton's
animations. Yeah. And... And if you're a child, what are the children's films?
It's not really like any of the kids. That's what I like about it, because it's so different.
It is different. Yeah.
It's not like just your random average kids film, is it?
No, I don't think so. Anyway, can't really help you with that bit. So next week, we found a DVD of Help, I'm a Fish. So I bought that from Tesco's for £1. And they've also realised it's on the Love Film. I can watch it for free online, online, if we wanted to as well. So we didn't even have to buy it.
So we'll probably review that. Although we have also watched Shark's Tale recently, haven't we? So we might review that soon too.
That's it. Okay then. So thanks for watching, and we'll see you in episode 8. So that was episode 7. Thanks for watching. Bye.